Welcome to the Healthcare IS podcast, where we tackle today's challenges in the health IT workforce. Broadcasting live from Sacramento, California, here's your host, David Cushon.
Hi, this is David Cushon, managing partner of Healthcare IS, and welcome to our podcast today. Today is one of our tip podcasts, and today we're going to be discussing how to lose credibility when you're negotiating your rate as a contract consultant. So with that, let's move directly to our tip segment. Okay, the first thing I hear very often when I ask or someone on our team asks a contract or a consultant how much money they're looking to make, I'll hear a response where the person will say something like, well, you know, I know a person that's making X and I can do what they do, so I think that that would be a good place for me to start. This statement by itself, it just carries very little credibility. If you follow that type of a statement up with explaining that you have the same years of experience, or you have been consulting for just as long, or that you've done work for just as many clients, then that will carry more weight. But to just say you know somebody who does certain type of work and they make X and you want to make X without taking all those other things into consideration, not only don't allow the statement to justify the compensation you're looking for, but it also shows that you haven't taken things into consideration that are very important in the type of income you're looking to earn. So that's number one. Secondly, is when I hear a statement which sounds something like this. The consultant will say, well, you know, in the past I was making X, so I'd like to be able to see that right now. What that says to me is that you're not making that rate today. It may be true you're making it in the past, but you're not making that rate today. And there's probably a reason for that. It could be that market conditions have changed. It could be that the demand for the type of work you provide has changed. But typically speaking, unless the marketplace is in a serious uptrend and the demand for your skills or the type of service you provide has gone up, or the number of people that provide your service has gone down, just saying that you've earned something in the past is not going to be enough to have a firm justify billing a client a certain amount of money to maintain a certain margin to pay you what you were making in the past. So, again, provide some sort of justification on why you feel things today are like they were in the past, and it'll make it a lot easier for you to be able to get that rate. Okay, thanks for listening in. Hopefully for the contract consultants we have listening, that tip will provide some value. Again, just being prepared with what you're doing will certainly help out. Feel free to go back to our website under the blog section for today's show notes. Also, don't forget to catch us on Google+, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn for an inside view of Healthcare IS. And feel free to leave any comments you'd like to see. We've changed our formatting on our podcast based on some of the comments we've seen, so we certainly do pay attention to those. Until next time, thanks for listening in.